Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look back a little bit at last week's message about Esther for such a time as this. And then I'm going to give you a brief reflection on that, as well as giving you some encouragement for this upcoming election. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, this past week, we looked at the book of Esther, and the title was For Such a Time as This. And so if you've ever read anything about the book of Esther, you know that that's a phrase that Mordecai used in Esther chapter 4. But we started a little bit before that, and we saw how in a foreign land under a foreign king, a Jewish young girl named Esther became queen of the country. And also we learned about a man named Mordecai, who was her uncle, who was in the right place at the right time to thwart an execution attempt against the king. And because of this, he received some favor. But over time, there was another man that comes to play, and his name was Haman, and he hated the Jews. In fact, he was from the Amalekite descent. And this, while if you know the history of Israel, there was no love lost for the Amalekites or the other direction around. So, in short, Haman decided to come up with this plan that he would be able to kill all of the Jews. And so we traced that and see how that came about. Well, lo and behold, Mordecai again heard about this plot. And he went to his niece Esther and said, "Listen, I need you as the queen to intercede and to stand up for your people. Not just I, but God has put you in this place." And in Esther chapter 14, we see an interesting phrase and an interesting exchange. In verse 12, it says, "When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai," in other words, I can't just go to the king on any whim. I might be killed. Well, when these were reported to her, to Mordecai, he said this. He sent back his answers that said, "Do not think because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape." In other words, this plot is going to come for you too. Verse 14, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. For you and your families will perish. And who knows, you may have been put here in this royal position for such a time as this." And so Mordecai was basically saying, "Listen, I learned of this plot, and I believe God is going to rescue us. He's going to intervene. And if it's not through you, it'll be another source. But you will be held responsible for not stepping forward in obedience for the opportunities you've been given." Well, the rest of the story unfolds, and sure enough, they are able to thwart this plan. The king writes another decree that says that the Jews would be able to rally and fight back against the people that were trying to kill them. And not only that, but the officials even sided with the Jewish people. And through all of this, we saw this lesson that God is sovereign. And he absolutely is. He is over all things. But God also works through his followers to see his will done. And that God is sovereign and God is going to do what God is going to do, but that does not preclude us, or Esther in this case, from her responsibility of following God obediently. And so I left everyone with the challenge that God is sovereign and that all of God's word points to the coming Messiah, and God is faithful. But amongst all of that, I think the biggest takeaway perhaps was that we too have to follow God obediently. And sometimes we're going to be asked to do things that are not popular in today's world and that may even put a mark on us and cause other people to come after us. But our responsibility is to be obedient to what God has called us to be, and God will be sovereign. In fact, his word tells us that he will work things out for the good of those who are in Christ Jesus. So in other words, as we're following Jesus, as we're becoming more and more like him, he is working all things out for the good. And what's the ultimate good? Well, that is someday, that whether it's when he comes back or we die, our spirit will be with him forever. And see, that is the true gift of salvation, is that final presence we will have with him. Here on this earth, we can't quite get there perfectly because of the sin nature and the body that we're in, but we can try and we can continue to take steps of obedience and grow closer to him. And so with the rest of my time, I want to think on this concept and share a little bit of an encouragement for this election season.
Well, hello, those that are watching this video. I just wanted to take a minute today. It's Monday. It's the day before our federal and state and local elections tomorrow, and I'm volunteering this year to work at the polls, and I've always wanted to do that. I'm kind of a guy that likes to be involved and be a part of the process and be a part of the good work that's being done. And let me just say a couple things. Number one, Stark County this year has proven through early voting and also in preparation and setting up for tomorrow that there's a lot of really good people working to make sure that all the rules are followed, all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed, and all those things can be relied on because they provide us with confidence in the results. And I can just say, at least for Stark County in Ohio, that is two thumbs up. But the real reason I wanted to talk to you was I was just reminiscing and thinking about yesterday. Yesterday I brought a message titled "For Such a Time as This." It's part of our God's Big Story and How You Fit series we've been doing now for almost 5 months, which is crazy to me. And it's also a part of the process where Queen Esther was put in a specific place as a Jew in a foreign government that had an opportunity and a responsibility to stand and step forward and be bold for God. And, you know, in chapter 4, Mordecai is trying to get her to do this and reminding her, listen, this is going to happen. You're in a unique position to step forward and to be a representation for your people. God has put you there potentially for that reason. And she's a bit reluctant, right? Because to go before the king unannounced could be instant death. And Mordecai just encourages her and said, think about this. You may not go. And if you don't, I have confidence that God is going to deliver his people in another way. And you would have to deal with the consequences of your inaction. And in light of that, she decides that she was going to pray and then she would, in fact, go before the king. She was emboldened with that courage and reminder that she had a responsibility to step forward. And you know, the book of Esther is a unique book, and it puts on full display of God's sovereignty and how he is over all things and he is involved and he is working out his big story throughout all of human history. But that idea of sovereignty sometimes trips people up. It makes them think, well, maybe what I do doesn't matter. And the reality is that what you do does matter. See, God's sovereignty is God's sovereignty. It is what it is, but it does not preclude us as followers of Jesus Christ in today's world from our responsibility that we are given. And in other words, we're called to be obedient to what God has asked us to do. In other words, we're called to be a part of the process of this unveiling of his big story. And while it's true, God is going to do what he's going to do and his sovereign will is going to be lived out. But for some reason, God chooses to work through us as his people. And sometimes he even works through non-believers. That was the amazing thing about some of the stories we've been seeing is that God is working through foreign pagan kings. Even in this situation, in Esther, he was moving through a pagan king. But Esther had a responsibility of being obedient. So why do I tell you all this? What's on my mind? Well, tomorrow, if you haven't already voted, I am strongly encouraging you to vote. This video is not going to be to try to persuade you to vote one side or the other. All I would ask you is this, is that you would look at the choices on the ballot and look at them through the lens of what God's word says. And he directs us, our ways. He directs our thoughts and our beliefs. And he's in the process, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are in the process of being sanctified and being made more like him. So I would just encourage you to strongly look at all the issues, all the people, and make a decision through the lens of God's word. But most importantly, get out there and vote and exercise that obedient nature. See, we live in a country where we have an opportunity to be a part of the process. And I believe as believers in Jesus Christ, we have an obligation to pray for God's will to be done, to pray for God to intervene, but most, maybe importantly in our own personal life, is to be obedient in what we're called to do. And I believe that as Christians, we're called to be a part of this process. So I encourage you strongly to go vote. If you haven't voted yet, go tomorrow. Wait in line. Don't let anything stop you from getting out there and exercising your right to vote. And then we can trust God. And he's going to work this election out how he sees fit and how it is going to be. And we can trust him. We can believe that he is, as followers in Jesus, God's word tells us that he is working things out for our good, for those that are in Christ Jesus, and for his purposes and will. So that's my encouragement to you today. This video got a little longer than I intended, but I get excited about these things. So if you haven't voted, vote tomorrow, and then trust God that he is going to work and what the results of the election are going to be, and we can trust him. And most importantly, we realize that our salvation and our hope rests in him.
Well, this excerpt was from my video that I recorded to share with the church, and I hope that it was an encouragement to you. And I hope that this podcast episode helps, encourages, and equips you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Until next time, have a great day.
You've been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.